Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
It's a ground ball to short. Swanson's got it. Steps on the bag. Throws to first. Double play. Double play ends the inning. You can't do it any better than Dansby just did.
The defense was, you know, certainly stands out tonight. Our middle infielders, you know, Pete this series, Matt Shaw this series, like absolutely some huge plays. And we played a great defensive game tonight.
Get money. You do get money when you advance in the playoffs. You get playoff shares. So credit to everybody who's a part of that. It's like Cubs organization. Like you're talking about clubbies. You're talking about trainers. It's a big deal for people. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are continuing to celebrate a Cubs playoff win. We have not been able to say those words since 2017. It's a different time. Like then we used to say, what a time to be alive. I don't say that anymore, but I feel better because of what happened yesterday.
I think it's still a time to be alive because so much has changed since 2017. I mean, the world has changed, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm here. I'm here today. I got to work. I'm functioning.
We're taking a shower.
You know what hasn't changed? The Dodgers from 2017, because that was the team against which the Cubs were eliminated.
Why are you doing this?
Hey, Dodgers, Yankees, sleeper predictions.
Yeah.
Oh, you pipe down over there. That's for five minutes.
Oh, sorry. I jumped the gun again.
Mark picked these two secret teams to go to the World Series. Nobody's ever heard of them.
Hey, Ray and I conspired. Don't leave Ray out of this.
That's right.
Ray and I workshopped this one early morning at Gallagher Way while you guys were putting the addition on the house. Ray and I were talking, drinking lemonade.
Who picked the secret team in the National League? Who picked it?
It was you.
I'm just saying what hasn't changed since 2017. Am I wrong?
We were in Gallagher Way drinking lemonade, and I said, hey, Grody. I'll tell you what no one's talking about.
No one's talking about the Yankees.
And Dodgers. I was like, oh, yeah.
And the McCaskies.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get it all out
there. The
McCaskies. Nobody's talking about the McCaskies. Nobody's talking about the Yankees and the Dodgers.
What about the Bears? The Bears have been left in our rearview mirror.
Grody, I don't know. Okay, so I don't know what to do.
I had maybe
co-hosted with Danny like twice in 2017. I did the monthly visitor segment with Lawrence. How do you host Bears and Cubs playoffs at the same time? This is new for me because 2020 didn't really count. I was a part of that, but not like really because nobody was. You feel me?
I do feel you. It takes me back to my childhood, actually, when it was real serious angst. When I was a child, you didn't have remotes. And so when you had those rare crossover times when the Cubs, I'm not saying playoffs at the same time, but when they were even just playing regular season games at the same time for young Mark, prepubescent Mark Grody, that was torture. torture. That was torture trying to figure out where to stay on the little turn dial. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, UHF.
Sometimes you didn't get a channel real clear, and one of the tricks is to like put it halfway.
Oh, yeah.
You put it like halfway between 6 and 7 or something.
Yeah.
We are collectively showing our age, and not in a good way, I want to say.
That's okay. That's okay.
I also want to get back, because this is a big discussion in our pre-show meeting, is... We talked about how good the defense was yesterday. And Dansby Swanson deserves all of the credit. We have not experienced playoff Dansby Swanson until now. I know that he, you know, when you make a lot of money, you're going to get a lot more criticism, and that has happened. We've been fair, I think, when it comes to that during the regular season. We absolutely have to understand that what Dansby and Nico did, and even the diving catch by PCA, that's your spine of the defense, as we like to call it. The framing by Carson Kelly, which frankly helped prevent that walk to Xander Bogaerts in the ninth inning. Again, that is the backbone of your defense, the thing that is keeping it upright. Every single part of it worked to help them win the game. I don't think they do it if they don't yesterday.
We knew this team was built on that idea, the spine of the defense being stronger than everybody else's spine, if not just as strong, we'll say. But I got to tell you, as that game's unfolding, and we just talked about the fact that hitting-wise, yeah, they got a bunch of hits. They did not score a bunch of runs, right? And so I'm like, is this team... I think this team is trying to make a statement with this game. Not only are they advancing to the National League Division Series against the Brewers, but they're also staking their claim as to what their identity really has been all season long, if you really think about it, and what it is if they're going to forge ahead. And I think that identity is pretty strong. It's strong pitching, specifically in the bullpen, because their bullpen was overshadowed, of course, by Mason Miller and company and the Padres, who have the best bullpen in all of baseball. It's outstanding, exciting, electric defense. And then, yeah, we'll hit just enough. We'll get a hit when you need it. We'll get a little something going. And that's what they've done all season long. That's how they got to 92 wins. It wasn't, even though we look back at the early season, we say how good that offense was early on. It's been the pitching and the defense that has carried them through. And when they've come up short for stretches, it's because they couldn't score any runs.
Well, what's funny, and I've pointed this out a couple times over time, is the spine of the defense and all that talk really originated in what? I'd say 2021, 22. I feel like that was the original discussion, maybe even as late as 23. They deviated from that. You know, they decided they didn't have enough offense then. That's why they decided to get Kyle Tucker. That's why they DFA'd a Gold Glover and Tucker Barnhart. You know, that they decided they needed more offensive production out of certain positions because they were engineered to be a 2-1 ball game team. That's always been the running joke in San Diego. Every game is 2-1. What's funny is how it played out yesterday, where that really was the case. But the plays that Dansby was making, we weren't the only ones admiring them. Say what you want about Mike Shelton, we have, but he knew exactly what the poison for his team was, and it came in the form of Dansby.
You know, talking about defense, I don't think they give an MVP for this round. I'd give it to Swanson. I mean, this, you know, Dansby played his tail off, man. He almost single-handedly beat us with his glove. You know, we talk about in the modern game about the pitching, and we talk about the offense and who we're hitting for and all the things that are, you know, appropriate to talk about in our game. But the one thing that we don't talk about as much anymore is your defense. And this time of year, your defense, and we play great defense, but Dansby Swanson absolutely beat us with his glove this series.
And that is high praise, given the infield of the Padres as well. And I don't know how – I can't argue with it. He played tremendous defense.
It seemed like last night there was a magnet attached to his uniform, whatever. The ball's just coming to him, and he was ready for it. But he's always ready for it. That's why the Cubs paid him all the money is, hey, you're going to get Gold Glove-level defense with some pop. But not consistency like you'd want out of a quote-unquote all-star shortstop, future Hall of Fame shortstop, but premium defense at a premium position.
Yeah, so you still want more offense, but he did provide some offense yesterday, just standing there and accepting his walk against the ex-Cub, Jeremiah Estrada. That's pretty big right there because everybody wants to get out there. Like, bases are loaded. Your eyes get a little bigger. You want that gapper. You want that bases clearing double, man. You don't want to – but he, as Joe Maddon said, he accepted his walks. He was a menace to our guy Luis Arraez yesterday on a couple of occasions. How about the unassisted double play in the sixth inning when Horner was taken out of position and he just knew, like he knew there was not even hesitation. He knew he had to sprint to the base, fling it over to first, Michael Busch sure-handed as he is. That was pretty sick as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was the ender for me. You know, that was like the mic drop moment, the Sharpie drop that we used yesterday. That double play. He's like, I got this. I got you. We're done. Next inning.
What else you need? What else you need me to do?
Robbie, you were there. Like, what was the atmosphere like after that particular play? Like that double play. I feel like Wrigley was rocking, and really that was Jameson Taillon kind of setting it up because he was like, I'm going to strike out this guy to end an inning. I'm going to strike out this guy to end an inning. But I feel like the double play really helped too.
Like being an out of towner and being in Wrigley that game and those fans were just incredible. That, especially game three, and that moment right there, it absolutely erupted. That and the Michael Busch home run were the moments where, like, you felt like chills throughout your whole body because of, like, the magic of it happening. Even when Dansby dropped that ball and still got him out, like, that was Chicago, I love you. That was so cool.
You know,
being
that
there, so cool.
You know what that was too, when the game slowed down to that level? Like Caleb Williams talked about flow state or whatever we talk about, a fugue state. Sometimes you can see it. That's it, right? Where you are in the absolute right position before it happens to know to make that play, and you can still take the time to do it like that. That's as close as you get to bending time as it exists, I think.
How about the Nico Horner play in the seventh inning? I think it was on Iglesias, where he mistimes his jump. And
he admitted that he jumped too soon.
But he kind of smiled about it. But in the moment, it was like, oh, he's jumping, made a big. Oh, wait a minute. He kind of mistimed his jump, but he stayed up long enough to grab it and bring it down. So it's the pitching and defense. They got away with it in this series. I would like more runs to be scored. I would like to feel much more comfortable in the ninth inning when Brad Keller is on his second inning and he's running out of gas. And they're like, can we bring in Kittredge? Can we bring in Kittredge? Meow. Yes, we can. He takes care of it. But I don't want to have that feeling of the one run difference. Let score some more runs, please.
When he got to 30 pitches, I was like, what are we doing? Because I knew someone was in the bullpen. Two guys were in the bullpen. It was Kittredge and it was Boyd, right?
Matthew Boyd was warming up.
So I'm wondering, I was like, wait, what is the plan here? I felt like for the first time in the series, I didn't understand the plan. That was my issue. I did not understand what was going on.
No, I didn't either. But I feel like one guy managed his team like it was an elimination game. in Craig Council and just threw what he could and knew he saved some bullets for that game three. And then the other one in Mike Schilt, I feel like it was equally as frantic. Because my whole thought is if you're going to throw Morjon, then you should also be able to throw Mason Miller. Like, that was my logic. Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. But I really think that when you see it come together in that way, it's even leaving Keller in as long as he did, I was like, okay, are we really doing this? Like, okay, this is the thought process, huh? You're gonna let this ride. And then finally we see Kittredge come in at the end. Craig Council also, by the way, talked to our Bruce Levine about what he thinks the identity of this Cubs team is.
Your belief in this group from day one, and I don't know how many times you had to admonish me and say, you know, Bruce, we have a really good team.
And I thought tonight was the kind of like a Cubs win, like this 2025 Cubs win. We did it with great defense. We did it with a bullpen who just doesn't care about where they're doing it. You just get the outs. And so it was right on brand for what this team has done and how we've played this year.
I didn't realize Bruce was taking so many admonishings from the manager this year. I'm glad. I hope he came away clean from all that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, admonishing. That's a very specific type of language there. Admonishment.
Now, you've heard their back and forth throughout the season.
Yeah, I know.
I love them.
I enjoy them thoroughly because it's entertaining. And I think that Bruce has a special bond, not only with Craig Council, but so many of the people in that organization, because he's been there, done that, seen it all.
Well, also, to get Craig Council's humor, I think it's not like a soundbite. Like, it's definitely something that has to be absorbed over, like, a back and forth over some time. But I'm looking forward to the next installment of this. There's one guy who's going to give us the 411 on what is happening with the Brewers, because we're trying to figure out who's healthy, who's available, who might be on that playoff roster. Vinny Rotino, the former also White Sox guy. Yeah, he had a stint with the Sox. So Vinny's the analyst for FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. He's a friend of the show, and he joins us next to talk about who they're going to face tomorrow. That's on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.